Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live today from hot Phoenix, Arizona. You know, it feels kind of strange saying good morning. I've been saying good afternoon to you guys for so many months now, and we decided to shift this program to a couple hours earlier so I can accommodate my East Coast folks. And I just well, I'm glad to be able to do that and to be able to come on a little bit earlier. Hopefully this will work out better for you. And grateful, you know, when you're doing an international kind of show, time zones are really kind of different because people are in different time zones. So you try to give things that's for everybody's best, you know, and it's a little difficult to do. But anyway, we're here and we're grateful to be here. Like I said, I'm broadcasting live today from hot Phoenix, Arizona, and boy, oh boy, the heat is on here. We are breaking heat records. Unbelievable. The global warming is real here. I don't know nowhere else on the planet, but it is definitely happening here. You know, for anyone who says global warming is not real, I beg to differ with you, okay? We are seeing evidence of that. I mean, our temperatures have been over 110 for almost 25 days or better, and rain has been like once or twice in the last 6 months, so we know that we're experiencing something different. Even for the desert, it doesn't get that hot on a regular basis. But you know what? Regardless of the heat, and regardless of this, we're still blessed and highly favored to be alive. So we're going to take it as it comes, okay? So it's all good. So all of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I always open the show up with a prayer. And today will be no different because we always need the blessings of the Creator to help us get this show started and help us to bring about the message that we need for today. So let's pray, beloved ones. Beloved mighty, I am. We give thanks and gratitude for you this day. We ask you to continue to guide us and give us wisdom and knowledge for making wise decisions in our lives, and that we will continue to grow in spiritual elevation, that we will continually to move forward, knowing that you are the source of everything that shows up on the planet, that we give you credit for all there is. We thank you, beloved I Am Presence. We thank you for just continuously guiding us and leading us in higher states of consciousness, and that we go forward knowing that things are well, knowing that everything is in divine order, even when we don't understand what's happening, even when we cannot see with our own physical eyes what's happening. We know that you're orchestrating and you're in charge of things, and so we embrace the things that we cannot change and change the things that we can. So we thank you, God, for giving us strength. And we are so grateful, God, that you allowed us to see another week. We're so grateful that you allowed us to come and to be here this week, and we just ask you to continually to give us breath to wake up every morning and to be in our right state of mind and right state of consciousness, and that we will continue to grow and continue to be more in tune to the higher power that is within us. And we say thank you. We're just so full of gratitude today. We come with open hearts because we're just grateful to be alive today and grateful to be able to call upon your mighty name. And we know that you are here, and we know that you are guiding us and working with us every second of the day. So we just say thank you, God, for keeping us safe, keeping us healthy, keeping us in our right state of mind. We thank you, God, for the opulence that you have allowed to flow into our lives this week and everything that has worked out in the manner that it should have. However the week showed up, we know that it's all in divine order, and that we are to learn from every experience and everything that shows up in life is a learning experience. So we say thank you, God, for giving us experiences today. Thank you for giving us opportunities to grow, to be better in our lives in higher states of consciousness. So we are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, I want to thank you again. I'm excited about this week's show, things that we need to know. And, of course, it's always good to be able to chat with you and to talk to you, and I'm just grateful for you. So for all my old listeners, you know that you are my heartbeat. You help keep me alive, and you help keep me motivated, you know, because I talk over there. I don't get to see your faces, so but I know that you're there. I can feel your energy. And for some of you who call in on the phone, I get to see your phone, but people on the internet, I don't get to see. Okay, so it's grateful to be there. Now, for you people who go on the internet, when most of you do go on the internet, you may see commercials on the internet. Those commercials are not sanctioned by me, but Blog Talk posts those commercials there. So if you special political advertisement, I do not sanction any of those political advertisements or any of the advertisement that you may find on the face on the page that you log in on, okay? So that's not me, okay? It's just that that's the way that Blog Talk do things. They make their extra money by selling advertisements. And the more popular your show is, the more they utilize the space and time to advertise, okay? Now, for all of my new listeners, thank you for taking time out of your busy days to tune in, and hopefully someone told you about the show, or you just found me on Blog Talk or on the Facebook or some other source that we use to bring about listeners. And I just want to be able to just share with you that this is not a traditional type church service, okay, if that's what you tune in for. We are a metaphysical and New Age ministry. We do teaching. We in motivational information here and spiritual stuff, okay? So you're not going to hear a out-and-out gospel service as you may traditionally been used to, but you do know that this I am a licensed ordained minister, so I do put God number one in all of my lessons, okay, and all of my talks. So if you stick around, I think that you may gain something from this, and because it's spirituality. We're talking about the truth. And truth is, regardless of what or who you are, truth should be the same. Now, because of the fact that I do have so many different people listening from so many different parts of the world, that there's a lot of people who have different religious affiliations and spiritual affiliations. And guess what? I welcome all of you, because I say this is a spiritual-based show, so spiritual energy is what controls the universe. So I welcome you, regardless of what you are, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian. I welcome all of you, all the time, because my audience is broad. We are not in a box. This is not a box-type religion, box-type program. So I speak to the heart and spirit of each one of you, okay? And I tap into the knowledge and wisdom of a lot of the spiritual teachings around the world, all. So I try to get the best out of all there is. So that's what we do here. And so that's just the way that we roll, okay? So like I said, thank you. And so let's get on the way. Let's get this show. Today's show, which is really an important thing, how to live an abundant life in a turbulent time. Beloved ones, if there ever was a time that we were experiencing turbulence, it is right now. You know, I'm not saying this is the most challenging time that we have had in history. I can't say that because, you know, in my young years of living, there's a lot has gone on planet Earth, and there's been a lot of things that have happened. You know, I didn't experience the Great Depression. I didn't experience the pandemic flu back in the 1800s. So I don't know what really happened there, but I do know what we're living in right now can be very challenging to a lot of folks. And so we're going to talk about how to be able to overcome, how to be able to rise above these situations that we find ourselves into. Because I speak to a lot of people, and beloved ones, I'm speaking to a lot of people, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people who are feeling pretty stressful right now, who are feeling a lot of uncertainty and a lot of just not knowing what the future is going to bring to them, okay? And you know, if you're feeling that way, no comfort to you, but there's a lot of other folks going through the same thing. A lot of people going through the same kind of feelings, and which comes to you're not alone. but I am not here to focus on the turmoil. I'm here to share with you how to rise above and how to overcome the turmoil and how to make life better, irregardless of how it may be at this time, because you do not have to participate in this craziness that's going on. You know, what we're experiencing here, it is pretty phenomenal, and just because in some ways it's like a ship without a rudder, it's kind of going down. But beloved ones, just because the ship is out of control and maybe going down, you don't have to go down with the ship, okay? That does not have to be your destiny. Although there are challenging times, and we need to make sure that we are on tune and staying well attuned of everything that's going on. I'm really kind of touched by one of the events that's happening right now, and I have to speak to that because I'm a veteran. And my heart, you know, I love all people, but my veteran brothers and sisters, my heart really goes to, because I know what that whole scenario is. And for them to close, or not to close, but to slow down the process at the post office, affect veterans directly. Veterans get their medication through the mail. And when they're not able to get their medications on time, it can be a very devastating effect on veterans. So my heart and my prayers are going that they get that resolved, because it is affecting people's lives. You know, we should not be playing politics with people's lives. That's absolutely ridiculous for that to be going on, you know, to slow down the mail and affect medication for veterans and senior citizens to be able to get their mail. What kind of society are we living in? But we're going to move on irregardless. We see that some people are just not conscious and aware for what's needed to do. Because politics and health is seem to be the dominant way in America right now. But that's okay. We're going to rise above it. We're going to rise above that too. Everything has its time and cycle to circulate, but we are better, and we will rise above that, okay? We will rise above that. Well, beloved one, let's get back on track, what the show is about. First of all, you are the total sum of everything that you think and feel. Let me say that to you again. You are the total sum of everything you think and feel. And not only think and feel right now, but what you have been thinking and feeling up to this point. You know, you are that. That is what is controlling you. And if you find yourself in a bad place right now in your mind and body, that means that you have consciously bought into the unfortunate lack, low vibration consciousness of the masses. You see, beloved ones, they are a really low vibrational conscious thinking by so many people. Probably the majority of people are in that low frequency thinking, low vibrational thinking, with flow of negative energy. And it affects everyone. Everything that is happening on the planet is being affected by the consciousness of the masses. We are creating, and all the calamities, all the things that are happening on the planet is being done because of the collective consciousness. So there has to be a shift in consciousness in order to rise things back up to a higher level on a mass scale. But on an individual scale, you do not have to participate in that. And that's what I'm here to share with you today. You do not have to participate in the things that are happening in society, because God gave you free will and made you an individual. That means that you do not have to go along with what's going on in society. You have the ability to be able to create and co-create your life to a higher state of oneness. Okay, so you don't have to be in that situation where just because someone else is going through a challenge, that it has to be your destiny too. That is not your destiny. That is not your calling. So you don't have to experience that, beloved ones. You can rise above the earthly conditions that you find the world in. Or, you know, if that's what you choose to do. Or you can go along with the masses and be in that situation. And what I find out that people who just go along with the masses, they blame everyone else for their situations. You know, it's the government, it's the system, it's the neighbors, it's the family they born in, it's the complexion of the skin, or whatever it is, there's a reason and excuse for why they're not accomplishing the things they need to accomplish in their life. But, beloved ones, I'm here to tell you, you're individual, regardless of what circumstances you may find yourself in, you have the ability to rise above those circumstances. You have the ability to attract in your life what you need and what you desire. You have the right, the divine right, to live your life at a high frequency. You know, it is really, really important that you have a full understanding of the fact is that you are unique and you are an individual and you can rise above all the things that's not comfortable to you or what you see is going on in the world. You do not have to participate in it. You know, I tell you, one of my favorite Bible verses come out of John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, I come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. And let me read that back to you, beloved one, because this is important. This is what we're going to really dive into today to really talk about and how we can really shift and change. John 10, chapter 10, verse 10. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundance. Other words, Jesus was saying, hey, I've come to show you how you can enjoy your life and live the life that God said you deserve to have. God did not put you on this planet to suffer, beloved ones. Not unless that's what your karma is, not unless that's what you want to do. You have free will, so if suffering is something that you want to do, you can do that, okay? I'm not going to stop you and tell you don't do it. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to be part of that. And that's what Jesus is saying. Hey, you do not have to be part of that. You can actually go, and you can actually, as you please to do, and raise your consciousness and be in that state of don't have to worry about lack and limitations in your life, okay? And Jesus is just expressing to you that you can rise above that and constantly have abundance in your life. And let me just clarify with you, because a lot of people think when people start talking about abundance, they think it's all about money. And it is about it is about money and material things, but there's other things that are just as important that comes under the banner of abundance. Abundance is about having the good life, living the good life. Namely, you're living a life without stress. You're not stressed out about the material things that you don't have in your life because you have adequate supply and adequate things that you admit. And it means that also that you are experiencing good and positive relationships with people around you, that you are in loving relationships. You have someone that cares for you and loving from you, and that you are taking care of your body and you're having good physical condition most of the time. Now, everybody may have some challenges with their bodies here and there, but overall, if you are living the abundant life, that means that you're trying to your dearest to take care of your physical body and that you're doing what you need to do to try to keep it well and try to keep it good. So keep that in mind, beloved one, when you hear me use the words abundance or prosperity or opulence, all those things encompass the whole package. You are a holistic being, okay? So all those things are important. One do not work without the other. So if you got a lot of money and you constantly sick all the time, how that deal, okay? And if you're totally broke and you got good health, how does that work? You can't do anything and enjoy life. And if you have poor relationships with people, don't get along with no one, That doesn't give you peace of mind. So that's what abundance is all those things that are totally needed in order to totally bring about the total sum of everything that you're doing. As I stated to you earlier, you are a total sum of all your thoughts and feelings and your experiences in your entire life. And that is so true, beloved ones. And between the two of them, feeling and thinking, feeling is the most powerful. What you feel is really what controls your destiny, what really motivates you and take you to the next level. Yes, and your thinking process help develop your feeling about things, but that is not the driving force that gets you to really manifest and to bring forth. It's what you're feeling inside of yourself, what you're feeling about yourself that makes a difference, beloved one. So we all have to check in with our feelings, because that's truly what is motivating us and what is telling us that we need to do this or need to do that. You see, beloved ones, so many people say certain things, and they're really not convicted by their words. Just because they claim something, or you heard them have a conversation about they want this, or they we expect this to be, and so on and so about, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going to transfer in their lives. Because, you know, if you're not feeling inside of you, you're deserving, that you deserve to have those things that I spoke to you earlier about the good life, then those things are not going to show up. What you're really feeling is going to show up, okay? And that is really the truth, that feelings are so powerful, beloved ones, that you need to understand and truly know where you feel about things, especially with what you deserve and how you deserve it. And a lot of these things come from your lives as you grew up, as from your childhood on up. You know, you developed belief systems and people told you things about yourself, and you discovered things about yourself, and you truly have this belief system inside of you. But this belief system is what is you not giving you the ability to feel like you deserve something. And some of this come from some of our own shortcomings, and we have not forgiven ourselves from our past mistakes and past errors. Beloved one, you are here on planet Earth to grow. Planet Earth is school. This is where you come to get your lessons, where you come to learn about what it is that you need to know and how it is to evolve as a soul. So it doesn't always go perfect, and it's not meant to be perfect, because you're learning. If everything always was at a high level for you, then you wouldn't learn. You learn sometimes from your low and from your low experiences and the stuff that happened to you that's not very pleasant. That's how you learn a lot of times, from those things. So embrace those times as well, beloved one, because that is so, so important for you to be able to grow and to develop yourself and begin to feel good about yourself, because you're learning from your experiences here on planet Earth. So it's okay if things don't always go the way that you anticipated to go. That's okay, because you learn from the experience. Now, if you have those experiences and you don't learn nothing from them, then you have wasted a lot of time and energy, and you need to really get to that aspect of understanding that. Now, in this process of developing this abundance consciousness, as I would call it, there are certain rules and certain things that apply, certain universal laws that apply. Did you know that we are governed by universal laws? We are governed by universal principles. And regardless of, and I'm not talking about man-made stuff, they are laws of the universe that cannot be altered by mankind. These laws are laws that are already in place, okay? And it has been in place ever since the planet been in existence, ever since the universe been in existence, okay? Now, one of the first things that you have to come to full understanding about yourself, if you truly want to have lasting success and abundance, you can maybe have abundance for a spirit of a moment, for a little short period of time, but it will flee from you if you do not understand this basic principle. And the basic principle is you have to believe that you are a child of God. You have to believe that the God is within you, is part of your being, beloved ones. Okay, let me repeat this to you because this is important. You have to embrace and accept the fact that you are a child of God. Or you want to say child of the creator, child of the supreme being. You can use any terminology you want to use because, see, I have a lot of people that listen to me, and you know, a lot of people may not want to use that term, but everybody realizes there is a supreme being, regardless of what religion you follow or what spiritual teaching you follow, there is an entity that have allowed that to bring about. So you have to really connect, understanding that individual, that spiritual consciousness that you give honor to and respect to is within you and that you are part of it. Now, I want you to just take a second and think about that because that's very deep. In order for you to really to have everlasting success and have it to come to you and stay with you, you got to understand because it is the creative God force in the universe, creative energy, the I Am presence that allows and bring about the goodness of the planet. Okay, the Creator has put everything here that we need as a spiritual being having a human experience. Everything that you constantly can think of is already in place and is waiting for you to accept and embrace it. And it has not showed up in your life today at this point because your vibrational frequency, your vibrational thought has not attracted it into your life. You have to get in tune to that vibrational thing that you want to bring into your life, beloved ones. This is really, really important stuff here. You really need to understand that. So I want you to really take time. You may not be able to do it right now, but I want you to take time and really think about that spiritual contact and that are you really feeling if that the God force is truly with you and that you are with the God force? Because it's going to make a difference in whether you're going to be able to have success and have it in a long time and long period. And you're going to be able to do that. See, and that helps you in developing your abundant consciousness when you realize that you are totally connected to God, to the God force, to the universal God force that is part of you. Because he has put everything in the universe, everything that's needed is here. And so you and being connected, knowing that you are an individual expression of that God force in the universe and that's in you, then you can feel connected to everything that's in the universe. You know, I like Catherine Ponder. Many of you may have heard her, may not. She was a great unity minister back in the day. And she used to have a session. She said, there's gold dust in the air. And every time you breathe, you're breathing in postures of gold. And so you are illuminated with prosperity inside of you, beloved ones. It's already there. You're breathing in because God put it there. And you just need to connect with that and understand that that is part of your being and that you have a relationship with that, that you have a relationship with all the material things here on the planet. And it's at your will. That's where God said that you are in control of everything. God put man in charge of all the beasts and all the animals and everything, and he provide everything with you already. So you have everything inside of you already. You don't have to go looking for anything else. It's already inside of you, beloved ones, and you really have to understand that. And that's how you're going to be able to develop your consciousness to be able to move forth and to understand that you are being supported at all time and that God is the source. So that is one of the things that you really have to do. Okay, and I am grateful that you understand that and begin to accept that as fact that you are, because that's going to be the basic. There's some other things we're going to talk about that's a necessity for you to do as well, because you have to do your part. Yes, God is alive, but hey, guess what? He gave you a thing called free will so you can make your own decisions. But when it comes down to the God within you and the God in the universe, that's not negotiable. Especially with me, you know, it's not negotiable. God is real. The energy of God is within us and we are there. So that's one that you have to believe. If you want to believe something else, that's okay. But for as myself, I'm believing that the God force is there and here to help and to be there. And it may be something you may want to incorporate in your feeling and thinking world as well. So definitely ask yourself today, what do I truly believe about the God, my connection to God? How connected am I feeling to God? Am I really feeling connected to the God force and the word, or creator, or however you may want to name your source, okay? You need to do that. Okay, now that we got some clarity of the God, which is the basis, that's what you have to do, first of all. You have to be able to embrace that, and you have to surrender to that, okay? Then immediately, once you, and I tell you, beloved one, because for some of you, that may be a challenge. I don't think that is for anyone who is listening to this show, because if you were attracted to listen to this show, and I would think that most of you are pretty spiritually conscious, and you are there, but you may need to be just reminded every once in a while that that is what's dominant in your life, okay? So we all need to be reminded sometime of what we think that we, what we really know, but we're not conscious of it right now, but we just need to be reminded of it. But if you're having a challenge with embracing the idea that there is a God force that, that is creative inside of you, then I would suggest that you have to take time, beloved one, and do some praying, do some fasting, and doing some meditation till you can come and ask for God to reveal himself or herself to you. Okay, you know, in the New Age concept, we say Mother, Father, God, and we say that for a reason, because there's a masculine energy and feminine energy in the universe. And if you read back in Genesis, God said, "Let us make mankind," would not necessarily mean just physically men, but in our image. Okay, so there is that energy there, okay, beloved one? So it's not just for men, it's for women and for other folks as well, okay? So, but take the time to do that, beloved, because the truth has to be revealed to you. And because if you're not at that state of consciousness, like I say, hey, you can hit a number, you can play the lotto, and you may get lucky. Okay, God bless you if you do. But you're not going to maintain and keep that peace of mind, that health, and that strength without understanding your connection to the God force. Okay? So that's important for you to be able to do that. Let's talk a little more about what it's going to take for you to get to that point of feeling that you really deserve to be successful, deserve to have abundance in your life. You see, beloved one, because it, like I said to you earlier, it's all about what you feel that you deserve, what you feel inside of you, because that's what's going to make you different. Although your thinking is important too, beloved one, because your thinking is helps to feed into your subconscious mind. What you think consciously eventually go into your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind play a most important part in your overall existence. Okay. Those things that are inside of you that's not allowing you to move forward and your blocking is done in your subconscious mind. But see, even with the subconscious mind, the action comes from your feeling. When that thought is get in your subconscious mind and you get in and release it into your feeling world, it's when the manifestation begin to come. But there are things that are stuck in your subconscious mind that you need to recognize how to get it, how to release it in order to be able to free yourself. If you cannot free yourself from your subconscious thinking, then you are going to be stuck in these conditions that you are saying that you don't want in your life, but keep showing up in your life. How many of you are ever experiencing that or have experienced that? You, by all means, you don't want this situation to show up, or you don't want these things to happen, but they show up anyway. Although you don't want it to show up, it shows up, and it continues to show up. And you just kind of can't get around it in some kind of way. And that's happening because it's part of your subconscious programming. You have been programmed to think this way and to have this limited thought that's inside of you, beloved ones. So you have to really work on getting unstuck on your subconscious level. And some of these things that subconsciously has been in your mind since you were a wee little lad, you know, through your parents and through your friends and your neighbor. Not that they did it on purpose. They did it, you know, it happened because they taught you based on what they knew, you know, even in the schools and especially in society as at all. I told you that the masses of people are operating on low frequency. So if you're caught up in that energy, then you're taking on those thoughts and feelings inside of yourself, and that is causing you to not move forward because you bought into these things of low vibration. So you have to find a way to release your subconscious thinking, beloved one. This is critical. This is critical stuff here. Now, how do you do it? There are several ways, and I don't have enough time in the show to tell you all the techniques that you need to do, but I am here to tell you that thank God for the internet, because you can go on to YouTube TV, YouTube, and listen to videos and everything. There's everything out there you need to be able to know about releasing your subconscious mind. You can go to, there's books, tons of books that are there to help you to release and to reprogram your subconscious thinking. Now, but you have to do the work, beloved ones. You have to go. There's an old saying says it takes guts to get out of the ruts. It takes guts to get out of the ruts. And what that simply means is that you have to be willing to do the work to pull yourself up and pull yourself out of conditions that you find yourself to do. Don't sit around waiting for someone else or think someone else is going to show up in your life to help change your situation. It's going to be up to you to change your situation. That's why God gave you free will to be able to change your situations, you know, and be able to do what you need to do to pull yourself up. You have the power to do this, beloved one. You have the power to be able to pull yourself up and move forward. But if you don't do the work, then nothing's going to happen. You know, it's like prayer. If you can pray, and prayer is a really necessary thing for us to do in this day, but prayer without work is dead. If you pray and you don't get up and do something to try to change yourself, then it's really you wasted your 10, 15 minutes of praying. You got to be able to participate. You have to participate in prayer other than believing that what you pray for is going to show up. But you have to take some action, too. God will take two steps and you take one. Okay, you can pray, and that's beautiful. You should do this daily, three or four times a day if you can. But you still have to put your hands and your feet to action, your mind to action, to do some things and understand that you are responsible for creating your destiny. You are co-creators with God. So that means that you have the right and have the ability to create as well. Okay? So you must be willing to do that. You must be willing to do that. So now you've been working, you're working and you're releasing and you're reprogramming your subconscious and you're accepting God as your source, and now you're beginning to want to really start manifesting. Now, one of the next steps is that you have to have a clear picture of what you want. And believe it, beloved one, this is probably one of the biggest challenges that mankind finds, is knowing what you want. Knowing, having a clear picture of what you want. You can't want a thing one minute, then want something different the next minute, and want a thing one day, and then want something different the next day. The universal God mind and your mental mind does not operate that way. You have to have a clear picture of what it is that you want in your life. You have to know when you want to have something. You know, you can have a vision board or something, but at least have a clear picture, have a vision board of what it is that you want once you get clear of what you want, okay? And, you know, it's like attracting the right person into your life. How can you attract the right person in your life when you're not even clear of the type of person that you want in your life? And most of us have a problem attracting the right kind of mate in our life because we don't even know what we want for ourselves. We don't even know ourselves. So how are you going to attract someone in your life when you don't even know who you are? You don't have a clear picture of what you really are and what you really want. You just say, hey, somebody, I want love. I need someone to show up. Then when that somebody show up or something shows up and it doesn't work out and you're like going through this whole process of why this didn't happen, because you wasn't clear of what you wanted. The universe gave you what you wanted, a person to show up, and they just showed up. Now you got to deal with it, beloved ones. So in order to really to have clarity of what's going to show up in your life, begin to have a picture of what it is that you want. Take time out and get clarity of what you want in your life. Is it not worth it for you to take a few minutes every day just to get clarity of what you want to do and what you want to be and how you want it to show up in your life? Because that's part of the process. So you do all the other things I tell you to do, and you still not clear about what it is that you want to show up or how you want to show up. Things are going to show up because you're at that level now, you're attracting, but it's not going to show up in the manner that you want to show up, and you're not going to be happy with it. And, you know, being happy with what you have is called peace of mind. And there is no other thing more important than your peace of mind, beloved ones, you know, because there's so many people who have so many material things and so many things in relationship, but they are not peaceful. Their peace of mind is rattled. They are, you know, in state of confusion and not happy, although they have all these things, these trappings of success. But the one thing that's most important is peace of mind. And peace of mind is not there because they are not clear about what it is they really wanted. So all the stuff showed up, but that really wasn't how they wanted or what they wanted. They didn't start what they wanted because once they got it, they became bored with it, unhappy with it, because they wasn't clear of what it is that they wanted. So I'm telling you, do the work, beloved one, that it is to get clear. And like I said, this is one of the hardest steps for most human beings to do, to get clarity of what they want to really show up. So take the time to do that, beloved one. Now that you got clear of what you want and you begin to feel that you understand that God is with you and God wants you to have the best of life, have the best of all there is. God never wants you to suffer in any form or fashion, beloved one. God wants you to have the very best of what the planet has to offer. And that's why he has made it available for you. See, there is no lack in the world. There's no such thing as lack. But let me reframe that. Lack from the standpoint of you and your faith to believe that you can have it. Lack of faith is the thing that you did. It's not because of lack of universal goods. It's because the lack of faith that you believe in deserving, that you believe that you should have it, is why you don't attract those good abundance in your life. Okay, so we have to get to the point where we are feeling that we are deserving. And like I said, that a lot of that, we're not feeling deserving because we are blocked subconsciously. We're feeling we don't deserve those good things. And we're not feeling that we're connected with God and we're not being assured favor in our lives that you need to do that. You know, every day you should say, hey, I am blessed and highly favored. There's something by using those terms that will begin to open the doors and bring forth energy to you, beloved ones. See, the God force wants you to have it. But you got to call this stuff in, okay? Just because it's there, if you don't do your part to call it in into your existence, then it's not going to work for you. You got to do this, okay? So now, you have a choice, beloved ones. You can say and believe what Jesus said, and realize that Jesus was saying he has come to give life and to have you to have life more abundant, okay? And Jesus spoke from someone who has the same consciousness, same understanding as the creator that lives in you, okay? And Jesus was the way shower to let you know, to help wake you up, to shake you up, to let you know that you can have the good life. and he was here to teach you the good life and to bring about the good life. So, like I said, it's your choice if you want to experience the good life that Jesus talked about, then and have the full package of the abundance. That's your choice. And, but you know what? One of the beautiful things about it is God's grace and love that allow us to be able to work on ourselves and to grow, and we have take time to do that. But beloved one, none of us know how long we're going to be here on planet Earth. So why not start today to begin to work on yourself to be able to bring in so you can enjoy part of this physical growth while you're here and to be able to do it before you leave up out of here. So you want to do that. You don't want to keep postponing your growth and postponing your happiness and postponing your success, you know. And you have to do this, especially in this turbulent times. We have to rise above, and you have to see yourself in that higher state, because if you buy into all of the turmoil and chaos that's happening today, beloved ones, you are going to go down with the ship. And I don't want that for you. And God doesn't want that for you. That you have to make up in your mind that you are not going to be part of that. You are made in the image of God, and you are made with greatness inside of you, beloved ones. You are all great and all special. So don't buy into the collective mass thinking of low frequency. Rise above that energy that is all around you. Don't allow it to be part of your life, okay? Because you can do better. You can have high, expect the best. Every day, wake up with expectancy of having the best and knowing that the best is going to show up in your life and knowing that God's going to keep you well, keep you safe, and keep that gold dust flowing into your life. Every breath that you're taking, you're bringing in gold dust particles that represent prosperity and abundance in your life. You have to begin to think that, beloved ones, in order to be able to move forth and be able to have the good life, okay? Especially today. Because if not, you're going to get caught up in all the things. So I pray that each one of you will take a little bit of this talk today and implement it in your life to the point where you can begin to do that which you know you need to do in order to bring forth. And when I have that's one thing I love about doing these lessons, because I'm learning myself. I'm not perfected, so it helps me to grow as well. So when I'm talking to you, I'm talking about me too, okay? So that's a beautiful thing, though. I love being a vessel of God to be able to bring forth, because every time I teach and share with you, I'm learning as well, and I'm growing as well. So I'm grateful. So, beloved ones, I'm so glad that you decided to stop by this week and participate. And hopefully for all my new people, this won't be your last time stopping by, and that you will continue to stop by and continue to share and continue to share with you. And one of the beautiful things about these programs, they are all archived. So if you want to go back and re-listen, or you want to be able to refer someone to this program, they can simply go on back to the Blog Talk Radio and tune in and be able to re-listen to the show. Okay? So that's very good. So I'm grateful for you. And you have no idea how grateful I am that you take an hour out of your time to come and listen to what God allowed to flow through me. I don't take it for granted, because I know you could be doing other things and being other places. So try to make an effort to go to my website. You can go to www.theholisticministry, and you can sort of, there's a couple of pages, read my testimony, and you'll understand why I do what I do, why I'm motivated to do this work and to bring forth this energy and to allow myself to be a vessel for God. I'm grateful, so, so grateful. So, beloved ones, let's close out today's show with a prayer like we always do, knowing that God has stopped by the day and has allowed us to express and be able to bring forth. Mighty I Am Presence, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude today. We give thankful for you allowed your word to be heard, that you allowed your energy to go about into the universe, that you have allowed us who need to hear this message to be heard. We thank you, God, that we have ears to be able to hear. We thank you, God, that we have the consciousness to be aware of what it is that we need in our lives to help us to grow. We knowing that you are the source and recognizing wholeheartedly that you are part of us and we are part of you, that we are in connected with you. Just like the wave is in the ocean, you are inside of us, God, and we embrace that. And we know that we are your children. We know that we are made in your image, God. So we know and totally embrace that idea. We totally accept it wholeheartedly, just like we breathe our next breath. We know that we're connected with you, God, on that same level. So we just give gratitude and thanks, God. We thank you, God, for this wonderful week that you're going to allow us to experience. We thank you in advance for that for which we know is going to come. And we thank you, God, for divine protection of our physical bodies, God. We thank that you keep us in your white light of protection and keep us surrounded and protect our temples from all the dis-ease and situation going on, that we will be totally embraced and protected by you, God. We thank you, God, for opening up the doors of opulence in our lives to allow to flow into our lives that gold dust that's in the universe and that energy that's in the universe that you solely desire for us to have, that we will begin to have prosperity pressed down and blown up, that we will have it and so abundant that we just have it to share and to spare, that we'll have so much show up that we will be able to help others on a level that we never thought we could be. Release it to us. Right now, we know it's stacked up, and we know that we deserve it. So we say, God, release your abundance in our lives and allow us to be more abundant in everything so we can help and assist in the growth of the process. And we thank you, God, for our minds, our spiritual consciousness and awareness, that we will continue to grow and continue to be that which we came here for planet Earth to be. So we know, God, that you will continue to grow, will allow us to grow and allow us to rise to that highest state of consciousness. So we say thank you, God, and protect us as we go through this week and put your loving arms around all of these beloved listeners to protect them and keep them safe. Till next time, thank you so much, God. We are so grateful. Thank you, beloved ones. My heart is open, and I'm so grateful for you. And I feel so much love for you, knowing I do not see you personally, but I can feel the energy that comes through this radio. I can feel your energy. I can feel you be out there. I know that you're out there. And even though I don't see you, I can feel you out there. And I can feel that which you, and that you're open and you're receptive to learn and want to be more conscious in your life. So thank you, beloved ones. I'll see you next week. Have a loving and blessed and positive week. Okay? Peace and love.